My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Jane Frances de Chantal, the foundress of the Visitation Order and a spiritual daughter of St. Francis de Sales, bishop and doctor of the church. And one of the lessons that we can take from the life of St. Jane, or one of her outstanding qualities, was her total abandonment to the providence of God. The reading that we heard in today's gospel is that of Monday of the 19th week in ordinary time, so it's not particularly meant to go with some story from the life of St. Jane. However, I think there is a connection. This remarkable story we hear of the Lord's teaching to St. Peter about the exemption from the temple tax and yet the free consent or compliance with it nonetheless underscores our Lord's sovereignty. He is the Lord of the temple, and therefore the temple tax goes to him, and yet the tax collectors of the temple don't recognize him as the Lord. He's the Lord not only of the temple, but all of creation, and in an unusually flashy sort of way, our Lord makes this point by telling Peter, go and take the first fish you get out of the sea, open its mouth, and there you'll find the temple tax, twice what we owe, and give it to them. That is as if to say, I am the Lord of all, and make that point and understand it. And St. Jane Frances understood that very well. She had an outstanding life in many ways. She was born into nobility in the late 1500s. At the age of 20, she was given in marriage to another nobleman. And with him, in a very short marriage, less than 10 years before he died in a tragic accident, she conceived 7 children. Not all of them survived. So as a young woman, she was a mother, and then at an early age, widowed. Her father was the leader of the parliament in France, and so when her husband died, she went into a deep depression, but her father sort of forced her to come back and live with him and bring the children, which she did. And several years later, she met St. Francis de Sales, heard him preaching, and was so moved that she asked him to be her spiritual director. Now, she was already a very devout woman. One of the things that she did when she got married, she had in their castle the chapel built or reinstated, and she made it a great point to teach her children religion, piety, and practice the virtues. So she met St. Francis de Sales and came under his spiritual direction, and she wanted then to become a religious. She thought about becoming a Carmelite, but St. Francis dissuaded her and told her to wait. And then a few years later, he wanted to start a new order that would be especially open to women who were of weak constitution, whom other orders wouldn't accept because of the rigorous life that the religious lived. And so this wasn't going to be a relaxed life for women who just didn't want to put in, you know, the strenuous effort to conform to a rigorous rule, but rather those who were just incapable because of sickness or even age. And so he had this idea, and Jane de Chantal accepted to be a part of this and became the foundress. And just as in marriage and motherhood she was prolific, so in religious life, she became a religious, started this foundation at the age of 41, and lived another 30 years, in which time she established 85 monasteries. That's remarkable. 85 monasteries in 30 years. It's almost three a year. And that's how popular, how much needed was this idea of the visitation order. Coming back to this idea of our Lord's sovereignty then, St. Jane Frances recognized, understood this point, and so through the many changes of her life, which were painful for her, losing her husband, at another point then she lost one of her sons, and through it all, she was abandoned to God's will and his providence. She left behind a prayer which can help us understand her attitude toward God. And like Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, it seems that Saint Jane Frances de Chantal suffered a prolonged dark night of the soul. Before I read you her prayer, I'll just read an excerpt. One of the things she said to a friend near the end of her life that helps us understand her suffering. I've had these temptations to doubt, that is, temptations for 41 years now. Do you think I'm going to give up after all this time? Absolutely not. I'll never stop hoping in God, though he kill me, though he grind me into the dust of eternity. Most often there is a confused sort of strife in my soul between feelings of being plunged into impenetrable darkness that I am powerless to do anything about. I have a kind of spiritual nausea that tempts me to give up trying. When these trials are at their most severe, they hardly let up at all, and they cause me unimaginable torment, so that I would almost be willing to do anything to be relieved of this torture. On the one hand, I am caught between the excruciating pain and, on the other hand, my love for our holy faith that is so deep I would die rather than deny the least article of it. If I can keep from offending God in spite of all this, then I am content with whatever it may please him to allow me to suffer. Even if I must suffer for the rest of my life, I want only to do it knowing that he wants me to, and that in suffering, I am being faithful to him. There is a confession there of great faith that no matter what these horrible sufferings that she was subjected to, her love for God was constant, her fidelity to him was constant, and that union with Christ is so evident. He who on the cross cried out, my God, why have you abandoned me? Jane experienced that sort of sense of darkness and desolation, and yet she didn't leave Jesus. She didn't seek to come down from the cross, but remained faithful and was happy to do so if it pleased her Lord. And that's because, or I guess we could say we could learn from that this sense of complete trust or abandonment to God, who is the sovereign king of the universe, and if he can lay down his life and take it up again, if he can call from the fish of the sea to pay his temple tax for him, why should we doubt any of his designs or decisions for our life? If we have to suffer some, then it's because in his providence that's the best thing for us. St. Jane understood this. She suffered, and yet she kept her nose to the grindstone, so to speak, and bore much fruit in her lifetime. And so she stands for us an example. We all face suffering in our life, setbacks, disappointments, and those temptations to give up. Why am I trying so hard? I'm getting nowhere. Well, that's not trust in divine providence. We have to take the bad with the good, just like Job, just like St. Jane Frances de Chantal, just like our Lord himself showed us. And then he will bring forth the fruit that he desires from us and give us eternal life as well. May St. Jane Frances intercede for us, to give us courage when we're discouraged, to help us be faithful when we feel like giving up, knowing that, like her, if we're faithful, we too will receive our just reward from our good God in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.